This is Connection, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Shea Fullerton and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Derek Hale style Stalinsky, with additional tags for first kiss. Derek dreams of a path in the woods, littered with leaves and rocks and lichen. He walks, doesn't run. Feels there's something he's supposed to see amid the trees, and doesn't hurry lest he miss it. The sounds of the forest rise up to meet him, mix with the softened thud of his footsteps to become the rhythm of a heartbeat as he presses on. When he wakes, he remembers the cadence of his breath, the repeated thought of wait, wait, wait. He sits at the edge of the bed with the sheets in his lap and tries to fathom why he feels reassured. The answer won't come, but he doesn't mind. Wait, he murmurs, and lets his gaze wander to the window, to the world outside, to the closed-down factory and the fragility of new construction. He sits, exists, and there's comfort in the plain act of breathing. Winter break comes, and his pack drifts back from college. Derek's glad to see them, to hear their chatter, to catalog the differences in who they've become. Scott has a confidence that's new, that smells metal sharp, that speaks of grades that are finally climbing and friendships made where he'd worried there'd be none. Lydia's less brittle, softer now, no longer masking her smarts and manipulating popularity, comfortable in her skin, with her talents, with her gifts. Isaac's wound less tight and seems less wounded. The distance between then and now, here and there, the alchemy he needed to dull memory and manage pain. And there's Allison, cheerful and self-assured, nursing a growing love for art, fingers stained with ink as much as roughened by calluses, paint a forgotten detail at the hem of her shirt. Derek notices everything, feels a strange throb of fondness for them all. Tries to cover it with single-word answers and an old-school frown. But the expression won't stick. He's pleased they're back, feels happy around them. He can't help himself reach out to touch what's been missing for so long. A hand against a shoulder, an elbow in someone's side. Styles is late. Sends texts to everyone to announce as much. Which means Derek's attention swings entirely to him when he walks in the loft. He's taller, and he fits inside his body the way he never did at 16. Seems a more solid presence than Derek remembers. His face still expresses everything he feels the moment he feels it, and his joy at having his pack once more is infectious, hard to resist. He works his way around the room, hugging everyone, slapping Scott on the back, kissing Lydia's cheek. And then he's standing in front of Derek, and his heart kicks up a beat, and he smells of Doritos and the barest hint of sweat, of clean shirts and day-old jeans, of a happiness that makes his pulse run quick when Derek hugs him back. The evening passes in a blur of takeout, of traded stories and familiar quips, of Styles' hands speaking as loud as his words. When they make their moves to leave, Derek feels a pang of regret that he doesn't know what to do with, a burst of understanding that shifts into pleasure when Scott calls out that he'll see them all the next day. And then, only Styles is left, cramming empty takeout cartons into the trash, washing his hands at Derek's kitchen sink, drying each finger with meticulous care. He smells warm and familiar, like the woods, like home. And then he stands in front of Derek and says, "You've changed." Derek falters at that, wonders what Styles has seen. "So have you." "Fair point." Styles smiles at him, and his heart is jackrabbiting his chest. "You're happier." "You're more you," Derek offers, feeling tongue-tied and stupid. "Is that what you've been waiting for?" Styles asks. And Derek almost takes a step back, The idea hits him so hard, and his mind whirls through a thousand iterations of what he thinks of when he thinks of Styles. He opens his mouth to say something, but he hasn't the words to sum up his thoughts. "Because I was waiting for you," Styles says, and takes one of Derek's hands, places it on his hip, watching Derek's face the entire time. Then he leans in and kisses Derek, licks his way into Derek's mouth, and Derek sways into him, kisses him back, stops thinking altogether in favor of tasting Styles against his tongue, in favor of the satisfied noise Styles makes against his lips. There's nothing but this, the press of Styles' nose against his cheek, the huff of the breath they catch before they kiss again, the soft, slick pressure of Styles' mouth, the burn of Styles' hand against Derek's back as he eases his fingers beneath Derek's shirt. When they pull back, they're breathing hard, and Styles bites at his own lip but never stops looking Derek in the eye.
"Well?"
he asks.
"Maybe,"
Derek says, and feels the charge of the words in his throat, in his hands, a realization that runs bright through his blood. And Styles grins at him, cups his jaw in one hand, brushes the thumb over Derek's stubble.
"Patience rewarded,"
he says, and it's not clear which one of them he's talking about, but when he kisses Derek again, Derek knows he doesn't care. The end. Everything changes. Everything is connected. Pay attention. Zen proverb.